Blog Talk Radio.
Five, four, three, two, one.
The views and comments do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio or its affiliates.
And you are listening to Let Them Know, MMEO, on eWater Radio.
Broadcasting live.
What's up? Welcome to the MMEO, Let Them Know Show. The 34th episode. Thank you for tuning in. I got a special guest today for our 34th show. My son, Ron Jr. What's
what
up?
What it do, guys? I'm back.
And you back. And just to let you guys know, he will be doing more shows with me with the Let Them Know MMEO series, and it's in the process, right?
Yes sir.
Yeah, so do you have something in mind what you're going to be talking about? Give the listeners, let them know about what your show is going to be about.
I want my show to mainly be about investments and speaking on how to be more of a successful entrepreneur and to actually have financial freedom in this life, you know?
Okay, it sounds good for all the people your age and other ages out there that's into being an entrepreneur and want to make a difference in their life and want to make extra money, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Because in this life, nobody likes to work for money, but we have to have money in order to pay our bills, you know?
Exactly. That's the reality, huh?
It's real life, man.
Okay. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So today we're going to be talking about taking risks and taking action, right?
Yes, sir.
So taking risks and taking action, I think my point of view about this, that's why it's a very touchy subject for me, because taking the risk, most people don't like to take risks in life to become successful. Is it
exactly
the fear? What do you think?
I believe it's the pride. Everybody got pride, you know what I mean? I think it's the pride and self-esteem within whoever wants to become successful.
Yeah, that's true. But what's the biggest fear that you think that's stopping people to take that risk?
Honestly, I believe, like I said, either the pride or it has to do with just the motivation, you know? Nobody doesn't want to do anything until they see the next person successful and on, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And then, you know, I listen to a lot of motivation speeches in the morning I send to you. And then with this one speaker, his name is Les Brown, and some other motivated speakers, they always talk about fear means false evidence appearing real. And then it stopped me a couple times, I ain't going to lie, because it's the fear of failure that I see. Go ahead.
I see it's the fear, but another thing I also see is the excuses. You know, a lot of people might have fear in their heart and what they want to do in life, but also when people make excuses, they make their excuse like they can't do anything. And, like, excuses are like goal killers, if you ever think about it.
Yeah, they are. They are goal killers, because you have goals, you have dreams, and then you have this fear. So you're like, oh, I'm not going to do it because I just don't want to fail in life, you know?
Exactly.
So it's crazy. But we do know some people that have been successful just taking the risk, you know? And then, you know, taking risks and then Like, for instance, Miss J and Jason. Potato Me Crazy. Big ups. What's up to Potato Me Crazy? Because they are doing real good with their potato business. You guys have to check out Potato Me Crazy. They make good potatoes. And, oh, my gosh, you got to check them out. They'll deliver. You guys make your orders. They're at pop-up meetings. You guys have to check out Potato Me Crazy. They've come a long way with making their potatoes. You even know that. What's your best potato?
Honestly, I be craving, like, the shrimp potato. I heard they have a new red potato. But lately, every time when I order something or when you guys order something, I usually take the shrimp potato because that's just the best one to me.
Oh,
in all honesty.
Yeah. You ordered the shrimp potato. I like the shrimp potato too. They also have chicken broccoli. You don't eat meat. And then I haven't tasted that real potato. They've been teasing me about it, Miss J and Jason. They just telling me about it, like, oh, yeah, we got the red potato. And I'm like, okay, when are you going to make it? Because I want to place an order. So, but I'm waiting for that red potato, Potato Me Crazy. But, yeah, okay, so they're one of them that we know personally that became successful. And then Eric, you know. You know him too. He's doing real good with the real estate business and doing the flipping and all that. He has came a long way. I've known him for a long time from when he first started the real estate game, and he tried to help me, but it was kind of hard for me to get my real estate license. But then he still stood by my side, and then we're still trying to make deals till this day. And then he came a long way. Now he has his own real estate business, you know. So you guys have to check him out if you guys want to know anything more about Potato Me Crazy or Eric in the real estate game. Just, you know, email us, contact us. Now, how about you? Who do you know? Do you know a couple people that why don't you tell them your story? I know you're one of them. You're an entrepreneur yourself. Why don't you let the listeners know how you became yourself, how you became successful, and what you do?
Well, I became myself by actually taking a leap of faith. You know, a lot of people say, oh, you don't work a job, you don't work, you don't eat, you know. And that's the truth in life, you know. You don't work, you don't eat, you don't put in no work or effort, you won't see no results, you know what I mean? So I honestly took the leap of faith, you know. I heard about it from one of my friends, Ray, well, actually one of your friends, you know, that was in the real estate business. And I heard about, it's called drop shipping, you know. It's basically an online business where you can make online funds from. But the thing is, when I found out at first, I couldn't believe it because I didn't believe that anybody could make this amount of money from being online. And it's totally true. You know, it's millionaires and billionaires that have e-commerce sites and make millions and billions of dollars. And, you know, I feel like that saying where you work smarter, not harder, is very true. You know, I've almost been in it for like almost a year now, and I'm loving it, you know. I'm actually loving having the financial freedom every day.
Yeah.
I'm able to do things. I'm able to stretch things out and not have to be on the clock, you know. And this is just how I want to live my life.
Yep, that's cool. And then you made that choice. You took the risk and you took action to be where you're at. Now, you have to actually treat it like a normal job, like how people go in and they work their 9-to-5 and everything like that, right?
Exactly.
So you're up over there putting in work the same way how people that work a 9-to-5, correct?
Yeah. Exactly. 'Cause no matter what, you know, no matter what are you doing, if you're hustling, if you're still working a job, if you own a, if you run a million dollar or a billion dollar business or company, or even a franchise, you're still gonna have to put in some work. You're still gonna have to do things that you would need to do if you're working at a job, no matter what.
Yep. Did you know? Is it so? You've worked at a 9-to-5 before, a corporate business. What are your feelings about that?
I honestly feel like, you know, at a point in time in my life, it was all right, you know, it was cool. But when you start getting tired of it and, you know, you actually see that they can actually replace you in a matter of time, it just makes you feel like you shouldn't be working a 9-to-5, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, nobody should be making what they want to give you, you know. Life isn't just worth $10 an hour. Life isn't worth $12 an hour. It doesn't matter what you're making. Life isn't worth that, you know. I feel like if you were to get the amount of sales or the amount of properties, any deals, anything like that, if you were to get that same amount, instead of working for $10 or $20 an hour, it would like basically be way more, like 10 times more than what you would be making at a job. Honestly. And
yeah.
It takes patience, you know. It takes patience, motivation, you know. Everything takes time. But when you finally get it, it feels good.
Yep, that's true, because it's not one of these get-rich-quick kind of schemes and stuff.
You have to
work your way to it, because I remember when you started your business, it was slow. It was frustrating. But then,
slow, frustrating, you know. Yeah. It was times where, I'm not going to lie, I would just want to give up, because I'm like, man, I'm not making as much as everybody else in my group, or I'm not making as much as my team has been making, you know, but through the grace of God, you know, I'm always pushing and striving, and by the end of every month, I see results and progress within everything that I do, no matter what. No matter if it's $1,200 profit, no matter if it's even a $800 profit, you know, it's still something.
It's still income coming in.
Exactly.
See, that's what we speak about. That's what you and I always talk about. That's what we always try to tell other people, too, that wants to be financially successful. You know, it just takes time, and then that little bit of money adds up in life, no matter what you do. No matter, I mean, shoot, like, I know people that do Grubhub, do Postmates and stuff like that, but it's different sources of income. And
exactly.
Then you have business, you know, your mom, she does shirts and everything. She makes a little bit of money on the side and stuff, but she still makes some type of income coming in, you know. It's extra money that other people gonna make, and then you can make also, so why not it be you, you know?
Exactly.
And then
I feel like, you know, opportunity, if you don't take opportunity, opportunities will pass you up. You know, it's just like a blessing. If God has a blessing for you in storage and you just turn it down or you don't see the blessing, you will never receive that. You know what I mean? And that's how I feel about opportunities. The same thing about opportunities, like, is how somebody could be trying to do something for you or help you with something. That's like a door opening up. But if you don't take action with that, then it's like you're never going to see that opportunity again, you know?
Yep, that's so true, because when the opportunity comes, and you always got to be ready, and you always got to hop on it.
Exactly.
You know, don't just wait until a whole bunch of other people are doing it, because you're going to be on the end of it, and then you're not going to be making as much as you could have been making because you passed up the opportunity when the time came, right?
Exactly. I feel like opportunity presented itself when I was learning about the drop shipping, or before I even really got into it, you know. A lot of people would be like, nah, I'm not going to do that, bro, because I don't see no results, or he's lying, he doesn't make that much money, and this and that. And, you know, that's just the negative things that people always try to throw in there, you know. But, like, opportunity presented itself when I actually took it, you know. And look at me now, I'm about to start teaching people courses and showing people how to do what I do, basically, you know. Because it's a lot of people I know that don't like working the job or don't like doing this and that. But in order for you to not work the job, in order for you to have that freedom, you still have to put in work, you know what I mean?
Yep, you always have to put in work. And then let the listeners know, how old are you?
I'm 19.
19 years old, listeners.
19 years old.
Opportunity for everybody, but it's what you have to do. Like, you know, your cousin, my niece, you know, Amarie in Bakersfield,
yeah.
California.
Yeah.
She's doing her little beauty supply business, selling eyelashes, lip gloss, and everything like that, right?
Yep.
And then, yeah, she's at a young age also. So, you know, there's opportunities out there. And then, like what we were talking about earlier, you know, once you get the ball rolling, then it'll be greater, because that's what you call the momentum. You got to start the momentum, and then it's like a snowball effect, the momentum. You know, it's small, but it'll get bigger and bigger and bigger and be greater.
Exactly. Same thing with the plants, you know. You always see people think you're going to get rich overnight, and you think you're going to do this and that, but if you don't take the time out to plant that seed first, to actually take action, because, you know, first you have to plant the seed and put in the work, water it, you know, then once you see progress, it starts growing, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
you get something out of it. Like,
yeah.
When you grow a fruit tree, you're going to get good fruits out of it, you know. Once you plant that
exactly.
seed, starts growing, you have to take care of it, you have to water it, you have to feed it, you know, and after that, you're going to get something out of it eventually.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I feel
cool.
about life, you know. If you don't take action, but first, like I said, you have to plant the seed. If you don't plant the seed, nurture it, and then take action, you won't see any progress or any results, because, like, that's the same thing with life, you know. Same exact thing with life.
Yeah, you just gotta take the risk and take the action, you know.
Exactly.
Like right now, okay, as we're doing this podcast live, and you're into a lot of stuff right now, you took the risk and you're taking action of what you're doing right now. You learned how to cut hair, and then see, listeners, I'm letting you know that, you know, RJ's up over here doing the podcast show, and he's cutting hair at the same time. That's what he does on the side, too. He cuts hair. He learned how to cut hair. He perfected it. Now he has a customer while he's doing a podcast show cutting hair, you know, right?
Sir, cutting hair as we speak.
Yep, and then it's true. You got to still make things happen. You got to be multi-talented, right? You got to be.
Sir.
Yeah, that's good.
How I feel,
good.
You know. The average millionaire or billionaire just doesn't have one business or one franchise. You know, once you make a nice amount of profit from one business or one source of income, you always keep growing and investing in more things, you know, because the grit don't quit.
Nope, it sure doesn't. You know, and then like Steve. Uncle.
Yeah.
You know, Steve, he's another one. He's you know, he's the engineer of Let Them Know, MMEO. And then, you know, he's the one that did the opening. You know, he does fill-ins, he does audio books, he does commercials, radio commercials and everything like that. He has helped MMEO a lot from the beginning. He's done all our Spring Fling, Spring Fest. Every year he does the commercials, man, real helpful guy. He's part of MMEO, and then he's my partner with doing MMEO, but, you know, it was like the last minute thing. He couldn't come on because there was some technical difficulties on my side, and then now he has other plans. I don't, you know, he's out there barbecuing for the Pacquiao fight tonight. You know, we got to watch the Pacquiao fight tonight. He's fighting at the T-Mobile Arena over here in Las Vegas. So he's fighting Spencer Jr. So that's going to be a good fight. So, you know, he's out there having fun. Shouts out to Steve. You know, I hope you're having
fun. Shout out to Steve, man.
You know, eat a couple plates from me. I wish I was there also, you know. But, yeah. But, you know, like him, he came a long way because – I was working with him before, you know, in my 9-to-5 that I've been in for the last 15 years. I just made my 15 years in this corporate company. I love this company. I love what I do. But it's just I guess it's the security that's keeping me locked in. So I locked in like a little over 15 years with my job. And then so he took the initiative to step out of the box, step out the line, and do his thing, what his passion is, and that's recording and doing all that stuff that he's good at. And he's been successful ever since he's left. Sometimes you have to step out the box to become successful and take that risk and take your action, because if you're taking the risk, you always have to take action to pursue the goals and to become more successful, right?
Exactly. In order to pursue your dreams and in order to do the things that you want to do in life, you have to set goals and make sure those goals are achievable. I take it as, like I said, like short-term and then long-term goals. So like short-term, things that I know I can accomplish within a couple months or 2 to 3 months, and then long-term goals are the things that I want to achieve, like, in the future, or at least even achievable at, like, 4 to 6 months, if possible. But I try to list like that, you know, because I know anything's possible. And in this world, if you don't, like I say, if you don't plant the seed and take action towards it, you'll never do it. You'll never accomplish anything you want to do in life, anything.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, about those short-term goals and long-term goals, I know we always speak about that. You know,
yes,
we all talk about, okay, what's your goals for today? What's your goals for this week? These are obtainable goals that we always want to put in that's obtainable. Because if you put, you know, unrealistic goals that you can't really make, then you're going to be like, oh, what's the use? You're going to be like Kevin Hart, no, I can't do it. No, I'm not ready. Because you're not having these attainable goals in life, you know.
Exactly.
Do stuff that you can do for that day. Write a list down. A lot of millionaires and a lot of successful people always talk about this stuff. You know, you write down your list what you need to do for the day.
Exactly.
And throughout the day, you cross that out, and you can actually physically see that you're obtaining your goals. Crossing out your goals, you're accomplishing stuff for that day.
Exactly.
So then you do it for the week. You know that these weekly goals, it's not going to take a couple of days, but it's going to take you a week. Then you have your monthly goals, you know, your bigger goals in life. Man, I'm telling you, if people start actually having an organizer so they could actually see what goals that they take, that they accomplish on a daily basis, weekly basis, monthly basis, they could flip back to their accomplishments, and it'll motivate them even more, right?
Exactly. See, I take it as like this, right? I learned from a millionaire. He's an entrepreneur. I learned from him. He told me that these rich people and these entrepreneurs, they always plan ahead. You get what I'm saying? So no matter if it's from next week from now, 2-3 weeks from now, a month from now, they always plan ahead. See, like the millionaires, what they do is they plan ahead from, like, let's say, for example, for today, and then what are they going to do tomorrow? You know, from this time that I wake up, from the time that I go to sleep, okay, this is what I have to do. Oh, okay, well, we already did this. They basically plan ahead from everything that they do, no matter what it is.
Yeah. Yep. No matter what it is, dude, it's obtainable. Yeah, you might think it's hard, but it's obtainable.
Exactly.
Like me, I was in a situation. Okay, we got 3 minutes. Okay, real quick. I was in a situation of, I have to renew my business licenses, you know, my nonprofit and my LLC. So I had a CPA these whole 5 years that we've had the business. And then so I just paid my CPA. Here you go. Here's some money. Why don't you go ahead and do it for me? Now he's out of business. He shut down. So now I'm over here screwed. I don't know what to do. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? So I actually physically went inside the computer, went in there, and then, you know, there's a number that you could call for assistance. And I'm like, okay, let me call them. And guess what? They guided me through the whole step of the way. And I was like, wow, how hard was it? That was not hard at all. And
exactly.
Because I did not take action, you know, I got charged late fees. So my late fees was like $275 for late fees. I'm like, oh, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Because it was me who was, I was scared. I had that fear of not knowing what to do. But then I took action, and I seen how easy it was. So I'm like, wow, okay. Why couldn't I do that before? Because
exactly.
I didn't have knowledge and because of the fear. You know, and that's what's crazy in life. So we're down to our last 2 minutes of the show. So, you know, folks out there, please, listeners, you know, take the risk, take action in what you want to do in life to be successful. Anything else you want to say?
I also want to say, you know, I just want to thank everybody in my corner that always believed in me no matter what, you know. Life is hard, but life is also what you make it at the end of the day. And, you know, being an entrepreneur is just something that was just for me, you know. And I just want to thank everybody for listening. And we'll see you next time.
All right. Yes. Listeners, please be on the lookout, you know. Follow us on Facebook. I'm trying to figure out this Twitter. Need to take action on that. And then, shoot. And we'll let you guys know. We're still doing back-to-school donations. So whatever you guys want to donate, that'll help. Help the kids out there, the unfortunate families. You can always email us at mmeo2016@gmail.com. And we will respond to your replies. All right, anything else?
No, that's it.
All right.
Cool.
So, yep, not next Saturday, but the following Saturday is the next Let Them Know MMEO show. Podcast. All right. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Thank you, RJ, for being on the Let Them Know MMEO show.
Yes, sir. You already know. Let him know.
All right. Later.
Bye.